Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the oven of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Gwenga Shafe, keep this word as it purify you in this journey of destiny.
I got a call from Ibadan. A year ago, there was a particular woman, she's maybe in her 50s, and she had become a Christian. So she used to be a Muslim, so she had become a Christian, and I think she had to leave her marriage. Her decision cost her marriage. But she decided she would not go back. And then she realized she had cancer. And they started praying. So we had prophetic school around that period. So one of my big brothers in Ibadan reached out to me and he just said that maybe we could just pray with her and join faith with her. And the doctor said the cancer had already spread. So the lady joined the meeting and we just had a short time of prayer. And I mean, I practically forgot about it. And then on my birthday last week, so this brother sent me a message and said, we just chatted briefly. Just say, by the way, did I tell you that lady is healed? You know, I say, I say, she's cancer free. I say, wow. I said, now not call me again. I said, the only one I get problem now, they call pastor. Do you know what cancer is? Cancer is his spirit. I just looked at this. Like, that just made my day. You see, the one who is your father, our father, he does not require sleep to function. You need to sleep to function, but he doesn't need it. And while walking, he doesn't fall into slumber. I mean, I've come close to get death like this very many times. So I've rested that until I'm done. Peradventure, he might even meet me here. Somebody saw me last week. I was asking me, sorry, are you trusting God for a wife? I did not answer. She said, I'm a marriage counselor. I help connect Christians who are... And I said, it's good. She now said, when I saw you, I was thinking of that one lady. She said, not that one, but there's that. Just give me your number. So she now chatted with me some days ago. She now said, how have you been? It is well with you. I say, amen. Once you pray, somebody must say amen. And I said amen. I said amen. She now said, she now brought up the issue again. I said, well, I'm not actually searching. I said, why now? You're a young man. I say yes. I just told myself, I say you're a troublemaker. Why don't you just leave this lady alone and tell her that you are not? She had a good friend. She said that this girl will be okay for you. You know, sometimes you have to learn how to crack joke and then you'll be the one laughing. Yeah, just crack the joke for yourself and be laughing. Yeah? So I was just laughing like, early morning, which guy will I love this? Now I want to marry. She now said, and I said, how long have you been married? She said, I have three kids. She now said, you have three kids? You are very young. I said, yeah. I said, it's vitamin D3. I say, I used to take it with you, that's why I look so young. My secrets are not hidden, they are in the open. If you listen to all my messages, you know my secrets. Take time, D3.
And I said, you have 3 kids. Wow. She was processing. And I said, well, I've been married for 15 years. She said, I'm so sorry, sir. I said, she just said, please forgive me. I said, if you are begging, what do you say to those who have been married for 25 years, 30 years? I said, calm down. You're only trying to help a brother. She didn't even know that to cry or laugh because the person she apologized me. Today is my birthday. I don't have time to fight. It's not that deep. Who said that thing at home? Someone, Isabella. Isabella said, no, that is not that deep. I said, ah. I said, which one is not that deep? I heard it's a Gen Z thing, Sha. Gen Alpha. Yeah, I said, so we have to go back to school now. See, I'll just tell you something. God, we enter Bible now. This season you are in, try and enjoy it. That's the only advice I can give you. Because don't now get to 70 years, you are trying to dress like 40. Don't be in a hurry to be old. Enjoy your time. The time will come, even if you try to look young, people will say, grandpa, they will call you grandpa. So just slow down. Please tell your neighbor, slow down. Enjoy your time. I want to marry. A time is coming. Your husband will wake you up 12 midnight. Go and pound yam. So enjoy your freedom now. When nobody can disturb you. When you can tell someone, please, I'm going to bed. A time will come, bro. They will tell you, they are going to school again on Monday. And then you empty your account. Anytime I pay my children's school fees, that day, I used to have bitter tongue. Like, I'll not be able to eat. Still be doing me like fever. Like, when my wife saw the theme of today, she said, why would you say victory over us? I said, Satan know the rest, too. Oh, we cannot be partying and be doing pastor's session. When snakes and scorpions are everywhere. Anyway, I appreciate everyone. Thank you, the youth fellowship. Thank you, all my big brothers here. Thank you, Harvest World. God bless you. Amen. And thank you to my precious wife. Amen. You have given me hope. That have given me up. The person that is recommending a young sister, if she had seen me 20 years ago, she would not try it. Do you know my unit when I was in Redeemed Church? I was the drummer of the church. I was the head of the choir. That's for you to know how special that church is. I was the head of drama unit. I was the head of evangelism. I was in Sunday school. I was in prayer unit. I was in Bible study. I was always in church. They said, you know, pass jam. Go right again. Carry Bible. It's time for... One day, I acted one drama. The pastor was so upset with me. The pastor came. He could... I did not know that... You know, I was copying this Mount Zion people. And Mount Zion has a way of spoiling your mind. Those days, oh... I didn't know the pastor was planning to preach on prosperity. I now did two-man drama. Me and brother Ajayi. And one other person. Two-man, because we are not much in that department. By the time the pastor came up, he was struggling. Because all the scripture he wanted to quote was the one we used. At a point, he just came to say, Brother Gbenga, say, please. You know, you are young. We older ones, we have bills to pay. We need people to be blessed. He said, so we need to preach on prosperity. I said, it's true, sir. He said, can I go ahead? I said, go ahead, sir. The man, after that, the man showed me paper. One day, when I now got to university, I got admission. I now came back after one semester. He now saw me on the road. He picked me up. We are going to somewhere within Jack West State. He was not talking, sharing Bible. He just noticed I did not see anything. See, we got to where we are going. I was just not. I didn't say a word. In Asia, you have only spent one semester, and you are this quiet, huh? Say you have really grown.
He didn't know that.
Sapa, you know, where school? Where you school? Show you pepe. Where you see your first semester result? Is this my magic? You not check again. You know they will paste it. It's no good. They make mistake. Use ruler. Put it like this. Look. I want our result too. So when I came and he was sharing, waiting they do everybody different. He said, he went to church. He said, let's appreciate Brother Gbenga. Wow, he's a blessed man. Because now I don't have time to be fighting with him again. But I have bigger fish to fry. I have problems. I have many problems. EDF 2102. EDF 102. God, is this what we are going to do? I was telling my kids last week. I said, if you think you will get to a level in your life where you will stop studying, you are deceiving yourself. Every 10 years, was that not what the woman of God told us at the couple? Every 10 years, something changes in the dynamics of the economy, technology, everything. So you now want to see that and say it's Photoshop. When new things are coming out under your nose, and for all of you looking for free applications, those days are gone. You have to pay. Hallelujah. So it's such a privilege. I want to appreciate my wonderful children here. Please let me celebrate them. The Lord bless you. In Jesus' name. A particular parent called me and said that he wanted to thank me. And I said, for what? They don't attend this church, but their children come here. And I said, that they were having a conversation with their children. She said, no. We are happy here that Pastor Minas message is it, come, wait. Is it that you people, maybe not, I know Sabi Bible. Is it all of you are saying my message is simple? Okay, let's go to Ezekiel today. We are going to read from Ezekiel. Everybody say my message is simple. Hey, make it not be like saying that they say, I know Sabi Bible. I don't hear these things since. In fact, from today, no more simple message. All right. And I'm so grateful to be alive. It's such a blessed time. I remember this morning when I left the bank. I think I had in my account, that was 6 years plus now, I had less than 5,000 there. And I was quoting Revelation. When they asked me, where are you going to? I said, I'm going into the future. Motivational speaker. you aspire to pass, whatever. See, let me tell you. It will end in joy. Yeah. I say it will end in joy. Yeah. When I look at the progress I've made in the last 6 years, there was only one question I had. Why didn't I obey God sooner? So, the thing with people like us, that people may not know we are stubborn. And even when it has to do with a divine instruction. But you may not know you are being stubborn. You may just think it's something else. This church was supposed to start 2013. But I refused. I didn't want to be a pastor. I don't know for what. Pastors are the problems of Nigeria. So I don't want to be a pastor. For what? And as I got to me, say, dress anyhow, go, just go and start. 2013. This ministry started on my son's birthday. But when I look at, stories of divine help, how people have been really helped, it's very humbling. It's very, very humbling, especially knowing that most of the most powerful miracles I've seen in this church happened when I wasn't even fasting.
That sister that became a Christian in Ibadan, at Ibadan, she's a full-blown Muslim, not a small one. No. She has been a Muslim all her life. Then she found Jesus, and then she was struck with cancer. I don't know what she looks like. The prayer was on WhatsApp or a conference call. God healed her. And God did it in such a way that everybody that talked up knew about the matter forgot until last week. So it's very humbling, you know. Whether it's, you know, I was listening to my brother. This is my brother. He has not shared his testimony. Maybe the day he has the time. You know, he was just talking. You people didn't. There are some of us who came into this church with addictions, severe ones, and right now you are so much better. There are some of us that would have been divorced now. There are some of us that would not have even gotten married. That's why I want to work with God. You have to know who He has made you. Because in spite of the anointing Jesus had, He was faced with battles and enemies everywhere. Jesus will come into the synagogue, the first people sitting at the front seat are Pharisees. It's like they plan to come. If you don't like this man, leave him. They will come, they will sit down. Then when preaching, Jesus will be feeling the dark energy coming from there. When he comes, he says, "Ah, why think you evil in your heart? You people are thinking, you want me to fall down, I will not die. Say, why think you?" Then he'll begin to use their thoughts to teach. People don't look at that aspect of Jesus' ministry that he faced a lot of rejection. And usually, like in this part of the world, people only celebrate you after you are dead. They name a university after. Nobody should name any university after me. After I'm dead. If you want to do it now. And don't wait till I die. Now say, "I was a prophet." I can't hear you. You understand? So, it's good to celebrate people when they are alive. And if there's someone here that has been a blessing to you, just walk up to the person. Don't just send text message. Because text message has no emotion. Go to the person and tell the person, "Thank you for being a blessing." The person might not even remember what he did or she did. Sometimes I could be dealing with some form of discouragement. Someone just sends me a message, "Pastor, I just want to encourage you." I say, "Amen." Oh, thank God. Or sometimes someone comes to me and says, "Pastor, you said this. I say, "You are listening." I say, "Yes." Sometimes I get the impression people are not listening. So I preach for myself. I preach so that me, I can go and listen after this. So my own life will not be destroyed. Alright? So, but now that I can see that a lot of us are flowing, and you say the message is easy, simple. So from next Sunday, the books we'll be reading in this church will be Ezekiel, Lamentation, Habakkuk, Haggai. Now, all right. Well, it seems we're all getting older now. Are we? It seems we're all getting. That's the thing about this bed date, you know. You are getting older. This was the age of the people you were aspiring to be like when you were young. Whatever you want to become, become now. Write that book now. Start that business now. Even if you fail, at least you tried. But you may not even fail. Hallelujah. Okay. I think the service, we can share the grace now. Because some of you, I want to prove a point today. Some people have labeled me online that I'm a hopeless preacher. I cannot preach for 5 minutes. So today, I want to react. It's a reaction video. I want to react to all Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 15. Just one verse. Show you see. Just one verse. You'll be shocked. Oh yeah. What's the time?
11:15. It's 15, yeah. That one is not correct. So I'll be done with my message in 20 minutes. Don't be happy. You are. I'm keeping your punishment in next Sunday. And let me tell you something. You might know, my gift works with preaching or singing. So, especially when I'm in a coordinated environment, it's not every time I can prophesy before I preach. So, and that preaching, when I get to that point, the heavens will open, I'll start prophesying. So, it's not as if I don't like going home early. Actually, my house is very interesting. I have Prime Video, I have Netflix, I have PS4. I have all kind of games on that PS4 because it's just what it is. And there are many devices in the house, so I actually like being at home. So, but for your sake, I became poor so that you can be rich. And you are better for it. I will not be all of them at the smile, so. Even me, self, I'm smiling. There was a time in this church for like a month I was on this pulpit with drugs in my pocket. And people were getting healed. If you want to follow Jesus, you must be a diehard. On your face, you can look like you are a soft life kind of, but inside, you must be like rock. So that you won't be asking God, you told me this in 2017. It has not been fulfilled. You and who? Or you are forcing to do it now. How you will know that you are beginning to know God is when you begin to fear Him. That means you've known something about Him. He's your father. He will be the one say, come. Ah, my daughter, come. And you say, no. You will come to my house, you will not come, let me carry you. Say, sir, I'm 18 now. You cannot carry me. Be God, let me be a man. He is your father. He wants to show you love. And he's going to show you love. But you've seen one part of him. When you are privileged to see how he is being worshipped, how creation worships him. Do you know that there is nothing that God created on earth that doesn't worship him every day? There is nothing. Those trees, you think they are going left and right for you? Everything responds to him. They draw their life force from him. You read Isaiah chapter 6. See the way the cherubs, the seraphims, how they can't even look at him. Because he's too holy to behold iniquity. Which means even among the seraphs, they are not holy enough for him. Those holy creatures that are made of fire, they are not even qualified to say, let me see what his eyes look like. They can't do it. That's how burning his presence is. So when you really want to move, because when you're in the outer court, you know a part of God. At the outer court, that is where the redemption story is being told. Jesus is crucified, the blood of Jesus, forgiveness, restoration. That's what people like. When you come into the holy place, you begin to receive instructions how to be established in discipleship, the word, and all. That's the holy place. In the holiest of all, no table, no Bible, no candle, no nothing, just the mercy seat. And you see two angelic beings, they cover his presence. That this thing, we must protect it. And if you want to go far with God, you must come there. Where in your heart and in your body language, you cannot stand in any environment where God is being ridiculed. Something in you just either becomes angry or walks away. That means you are knowing God. Because you know something they do not know. You now notice that also the kind of songs you like to sing also now changes. Because there are songs of his presence which are very different from the general songs, even if that song has Jesus in it. You now realize that You can actually draw near to God deliberately. How close God is to you doesn't, it's not a God factor, it's a you factor. If you want God to be very close to you, it is you, not Him. You have to arrange, organize your space. Like if you, for instance, if you clean your room every morning, you might be doing it because you know God lives in the house with you. And His eye must not behold iniquity. He must not see death. So when you arrange your room, you lay your bed 20 times a day, it's because you have a consciousness. See, this thing is about consciousness. Anyway, I was just passing. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 15. I have a Bible. Should I read from there? He said He was the one who led you through that great and terrible wilderness, wherein were fiery serpents and what? Stop there. The most deadly scorpion in the whole world. I'll talk to you just briefly about the most deadly scorpion and the most deadly serpent. You know, if it's a small more arrangement, you call it snake. But when it's a very dangerous one, you call it serpent. It's called the Death Stalker Scorpion. Death Stalker. Is that the name of someone I know? I don't know. Death Stalker. You know what Death Stalker means? Eh? Someone that stalks you with death. Yeah. So that's the name of that scorpion. Its venom is powerful. It's a powerful cocktail of neurotoxins that can cause extreme pain. That's one sting. Pain, fever, convulsion, paralysis, and death. It is especially dangerous for children, elderly people, and those with a weak immune system. You will know where I'm going very soon. Now, about the appearance of this Death Stalker scorpion, it looks very pale and weak in nature. When you see it, have you Apostle Romer said he was in an elevator. Who heard that story? Over abroad, though. Can you imagine a woman touching Apostle Romer's face, playing with it? I said, this is our man of God. Now he touch like this. Ah! He had just finished preaching, got into the elevator. The girl had been stalking him. White girl. She said, oh, you look so stressed. Ah, and you look pale. You look very pale. Ah, I'm in room 102. You know, you are the prayer warrior, but at that level. Say, cannot remember the last time, even the devil, to say, ah, you look so tired. You're so stressed. You need to slow down. The elevator will now be moving so slowly. Oh, God, open this door. She was just faking. Ah! Ikure. That is death. Death Stalker. The Death Stalker scorpion looks very pale and very fragile. Its venom is the most deadly. It's found in Africa and the Middle East. I will not say anything about Africa. You see why we need to be doing deliverance? Everything is against us. Let's talk about the snake very briefly. It's called the inland taipan. That's the most deadly, the deadliest snake on the whole. There's an African version, but this one lives in another continent. Its venom can kill 100 adults, human adults, immediately. That means It is fast enough. Pa, 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 pa. 100 people. It can target 100 people at once. Now, when I'm reading this thing out to you, I want you to remember Luke chapter 10, verse 19, where Jesus said, I give you authority over snakes and scorpions. So, for you to understand what Jesus said, you have to go and study all these snakes. The effect of the venom of this snake can cause instant paralysis, internal bleeding, and complete organ failure. All your major organs will fail at once. It also lives in some extreme parts of Australia, and it does not like to come into contact with people. That's good news. While in Africa, we have the black mamba. I hope you know the black mamba is not black. The black mamba is not a black snake. I'm just telling you. Commit to, I just found out. Then you say, this one is yellow. It cannot be black mamba. Why it is called black mamba is because of its mouth. It's black inside. So, this is a biology class now. You have to. Well, my folks in the secondary school level, just go there and give them fun facts on Monday. And they'll give you the gold medal for the term. You copied it from the pastor, amen. While this taipan lives in other continents, the black mamba is very regular in Africa. Its bite can kill a person under 30 minutes. It spreads very fast. It usually delivers multiple strikes in one attack. So when it strikes you, it doesn't it injects poison immediately. I want you to put in mind that Jesus said, I've given you authority over snakes and scorpions. It is also the fastest snake on land, the black mamba. It runs at 20 kilometers per hour. That means even in your dream, you don't want to be pursued by a black mamba. It is a very shy serpent, but extremely aggressive when cornered. And it will chase repeatedly and strike until the threat is taken out. Despite the name, the black mamba is not a black snake. It is usually gray or olive. The name comes from the black color inside their mouth. They are found in sub-Saharan Africa, in your area here. Well, from my own experience, I know a bit about snakes. My sister reached out to me a few days ago. They found a cobra in their restroom. Cobra. There's one movie, Cobra King. Or is it Cobra Kai or something like that? The cobra didn't stroll in. There was a large tree at the back of the house. So it climbed through the branches and dropped inside the house. And my brother-in-law wanted to use the restroom in the maybe around 8 p.m. There was no light. And he just walked into the restroom. For some, you know, when you're in your house, sometimes you know where everything is. For some strange reason, it just felt like using the torch. And he saw a cobra already waiting. This battle is not mine, but the Lord jammed the door. There are some folks around the house who eat snakes. Say, do you see a snake? You see a snake? Today is your lucky day. Come. Do you know that? Serpents and scorpions, they prey on your naivety. You think because you are in your environment, or because you slept on this same bed yesterday, a scorpion might be on that bed today. The only way to know is to dust that bed, shake the mattress. Huh? If you are the kind of person, the way you wake up is like you wake up like this. That's the way you sleep. You might be lying on a scorpion. The difference between this scorpion and this snake is that one is very small. You need to be very thorough to see it. This other one can become very aggressive, especially when his territory is being challenged, or it thinks in his mind that you are there to harm it. So some of these snakes have AI features. They are able to think 5G network level. They read you. It's not just mankind that is growing. Creature is growing. Do you know that someone will just go and say, oh, somebody was beaten, and that day you will not get a vehicle to rush the brother to the hospital, and that venom has 30 minutes to take out that person. By the time you get to the hospital, the nurses will be running up and down, only one doctor on ground, the doctor is attending to somebody else, the other person dies. Spiritually, this is how Satan operates. Satan wants you to think that you are not the type of person that he would normally come against. And what that does for you is that you relax, you drop your guard. And I've always said to you that every time you have a major breakthrough, the devil is the next person you will see. Jesus sent the disciples out. Go and cast out devils, go and do works of deliverance. As they were coming and rejoicing, Jesus said he saw Satan. He said, I saw Satan fall down like lightning. When you were praying and you saw lightning, you say, oh, it's not the glory of God, it was Satan that fell down. It's not every lightning that is God. You need to be spiritual, and that's why I talk a lot about these prophetic giftings and discernment, because sometimes the thing you think is innocent is a serpent in waiting. That friend, in quote, it's a serpent in which is going to throw you under the bus. At least, as you, God is blessing you, have some places, some rules in your house that protect your space. I don't care who you are. You may be my father from 1845. You can't come into my bedroom once I'm married. You can't. That space, you know, you must be a man of God. So if my dad is a man of God, fine. But you can't come in here because my wife is here, I'm here. God is here. You have the other rooms, like you can go wherever you want. Just so that if something is wrong and you begin to investigate, you can trace easily. Ask some things that are just known to you. The moment a serpent comes into a particular area, it tells itself, this is now my space. If you try to get it out of that restroom, he raises his head. Say, sorry, sir. How did you come here? I fell from the tree. Okay, can you fall out? Robin, but you know that yesterday, this morning around 12 a.m. I was reading a science report. Around 12:30 this morning. Scientists have been able to inject into mice, human DNA, and the animal is attempting to talk like human beings. You understand? Stop watching all those people dancing. There are things you can look for on the internet, I'm telling you. So you will not see a mice or a goat on the road talking and say, what's going on? I told you everything is evolving. Goats are now talking. Mice are talking. They will tell you, Daddy, when you left, it was this one that entered your room and took your cheese. How do you know if you are dealing with a serpentine spirit? One of the things you must know for scorpions is that they love the cover of darkness. The moment you begin to operate and you have someone that has not been in your space for you, just suddenly coming, and you begin to experience difficulty in reaching out to God and praying, the things you used to do easily, you now notice you're having challenges with those things. You now notice that it's as though you are faced with a kind of a strong resistance, no matter how much you pray. You need to first of all do a stock taking of who is new in my environment. It may not be that person, but you have to start from there. Who is new in my environment? And this happens a lot at the office. At the office. And because the office is an open space, it might be extremely difficult for you to know if there is a serpentine spirit there. The only way you will know it is if you operate the gift of the discerning of spirit. The gift of discerning of spirit is a prophetic anointing or gifting that allows you to see the true nature of spirit. So if I was a serpent and this man of God operates in the gift of discerning of spirit, if he comes into my office, what he will not see is a human being. He will see a serpent behind the computer. God will show him a vision. He will see that, this guy, be careful. And it's something prophets use, but it's for everybody. If you're a child of God, you can ask God for the gift of the, not discernment, to gift of discerning of spirit, 1 Corinthians 12. You will see things in their true nature. It's the same thing that happened to you. Some of you came here for the first time and you're saying, do I want this to be my children? And then you had the dream and you saw me in your dream. It's the gift of discerning of spirit. So most of us operate it once in a while. But I am telling you, you can seek God and trust Him to operate it at a higher level. Because let me tell you, where we are now, demons will hide behind AI. This meeting, since you people have been greeting me since morning, it did not. Me, I wanted us to pray, but I have a mandate today to close early. So we'll come back for that prayer. Huh? But I will give you a prophetic declaration. If there are serpents in your families, what I am doing now is I'm putting out into the air 2,500 bullets at the same time. If there are serpents in your family, one of the things you will find about serpents is that they come with a very divisive nature. If someone has a serpentine spirit, he will always look for a reason to divide the family. Are you here? Okay. Anytime they open their mouth to talk, there will be more chaos. And they are very loud sometimes. See, and they cut through. And the way people react when they see a snake, that's how the people react when they speak. And I'm not just talking about people, I'm talking about spirits. Jesus was referring to demon spirits. And he used animals, certain types of animals, to categorize those spirits. He says snakes, scorpions. Showing that their intention is to kill. The thing about a scorpion is, if it stings you, you are first of all confused. Is he a deadly scorpion? Is he not a deadly scorpion? You are still looking at Google to find out which one. And then you notice that some of the body functions start shutting down. When you see a serpent, the first thing that comes to you, especially the one my sister-in-law sent to me, the picture, this is a... It's like a very slimy, long black snake. Very long. If I see that one, even as a pastor, I would have displayed this online. I'll first run. Then I'll not be shouting...
Holy Ghost fire from where I am. Anyway, the brethren that knew the heart of eating snakes, they have done justice to that. I'm looking for the snake. Now, she sent it to me as a video. I felt so sorry for her because I can imagine the trauma around 8 p.m., 9 p.m. I know in those areas they don't have light. We were bandy. There are some states in Nigeria that have no band. They have no band. Even my president now has gone to install inverter. In other words, you are on your own. No, you, the rest of you that don't have inverter, you are on your own. No, you better go and collect loan. Got no light to this year. Since I saw that message, I went to use clothes. I cleaned my inverter. I started taking care of it because nothing must happen to it. Even the president gave up. We went to restore inverter. we are blessed. Let me not say we are in trouble. I've seen the activity of serpents in the office a lot. They are very confusing spirits. And both serpents and scorpions operate with their tongue, which means their words. And I would have shown you certain scripture, but we don't have time. But there is an anointing that can set ablaze. Do you know that this morning there are families here? God wants to clean out the entire space free. I saw God's fire burning in certain families and it cleaned out everywhere. And everywhere looked very neat. It burnt out. It just consumed and only left the things that mattered. So when I step down from here, I'm going to pray a prayer. And the same God who healed that woman of cancer last year, we stretch his hands. Amen. And every serpent injuring people from making progress in your families, we die. Amen. You must also understand that serpents are naturally very resilient and stubborn. Which means, and they are very intelligent. Why do you think Satan chose a serpent to speak to Eve? The serpent, the scripture says, is one of the wisest creatures that God created. It's very easy to walk with a serpent as a spirit. They are close to human beings in wisdom. They can analyze, they can look at the threat level, and they can deal with that thing. I remember my first experience with the occult realm, it was also with serpents. I've never seen so much snakes in one place like I saw. For the short time that I had a membership card with them, it was, and I noticed all of them had human physique, but they would morph and change intermittently. I want to give you a challenge. When you get home, go and pray. Ask the Holy Spirit, show me the people that are around me. You better be ready for the answer anyway. There are people, once the Lord shows you who they were, you will just tell them, Sister Morenike, God bless you. You will not be working here again. I spoke to you guys about a particular brother. It's not a brother, but it's a big man, from Lekki, who came with his one very big Jeep. Like, I used to think I had a Jeep until the man came with his own car. There are Jeeps that make other Jeeps go on their knees and ask for mercy. That's very big. I had to take my car outside. I say, you come and park. So my helpers will not think. For instance, I'm supposed to have gotten a big car, but I don't want my helpers to think I've arrived. So I'm just managing. This one is not thinking of helper. He has the money. But he had a problem that his money could not fix. So another pastor from Redeem told him, you should come and see me. That good enough, I don't charge. Is it as if don't blow since? The man came when I saw the car. I said, please don't park outside though. He came inside. I locked the gate myself. And he came inside, talk about politics, talk about football. I'm not a football fan. But anything that comes to my mind, I just say. I don't know where Messi is playing now, but I just said something. The guy just kept looking at me, like, sorry, where is the prophet? What he didn't know is that, number one, I led him to be calm. I knew he was under a lot of pressure. Then he's putting me under pressure. So let's talk about something else. What do you like? Is it movies? Netflix? Prime? Let's talk about business. I was doing that to distract myself. Because I know that revelation is on the other side of the subconscious level. You didn't hear it. Don't worry. You didn't get it. You didn't get it. You didn't get it. Don't worry. Leave it. If for one reason you can trick your mind into the subconscious level, you will hear. Don't worry. Just if you don't get it, don't worry. I'm here for you. I'll be praying. One pastor said people should be bringing money to him that he'll be the one praying for them. Me, I'm not that strong. So I will teach you how to pray for yourself. Then suddenly the Lord spoke to me. And what I like about the Lord is that sometimes he could be extremely detailed. Jesus, in one of his messages, said, be wise as a serpent. One, I kept asking myself, why would Jesus ask us to mirror the wisdom of a serpent? A serpent might have seen you 10 miles. He's asking himself, is this a threat? You see it coiled in a corner, it has seen you. It sometimes wants to strike. It doesn't want you to know. It hides under the shrubs. Because it doesn't want the battle to last for so long. Pop! The fright, the thought of, oh, I've been beaten. You begin to run. That as you are moving, the venom is spreading. The concept I just described now is what we call retreat. When Bro Bimbo says to me, I want to go on a 3 days retreat. I want to go on a 7 days fasting and prayer. I will not be talking to anybody. It's the same thing that serpent has done. He withdraws from everything and hides himself. He coils. He is now able to see whatever is going on around him clearly. There are some of us here, we cannot even remember the last time we said to ourselves, I want to wait on God for 3 days. And you fast from food and social media. You might even be eating, but fast from social media. Don't like, don't comment, don't check, don't do nothing. There was a time I told myself I was going to delete all my social media accounts and all of that. A pastor that never really liked me. Or rather, I don't like him. And I know him as my enemy. From campus, so he just called randomly. And he just said, Pastor, how are you? Say, please, I just want to tell you, don't leave social media. I say, my hand is on the delete button now. He said, some of us go online to listen to you, but we don't make comment. So if you delete, you rob us of our blessings. I say, from today, you are my friend. We are no enemies again. You called me to tell me that my hand is already on the... I'm not looking for one other dancing Salome to show up before I press delete. This one called me from Ibadan and said, don't... it must be God. That would have deleted all church access to church accounts online. I beg, everybody go and sit down. And I'll follow Babalola and be sitting on the mountain. That phone call saved Aves World page online. I didn't care. Knowing how to determine when you are in the midst of darkness can become something that over the years becomes like a razor sharp ability that can be developed. That's the word is develop. You develop it, because when you have that sense, you test it, you check to be sure it's not your mind. You are not just looking for things that are not existing. You check it. You use the word of God, put it beside it,
This man was in my house, sat down with my three-sister. And I've told you guys this story before. And I told him, I said, there's a lady in your office that was put there to make your money disappear. And you know, we're not talking about small money here. Like talking about 50 million, 70 million. That cannot be traced in your bank account. It's not that the money is on the table. It's in the bank account and it vanishes out of the bank account. The banks can't see it. You can't see it. The money is gone. Is it not what is in the bank? On the system that the bank will say, okay, from this point the money was no trace. And the man was into real estate somewhere around Lekki. He built entire estates and sales. He said, man of God, even as I'm speaking to you now, 40 million is gone. We don't know what happened to it. So I don't know what I'm doing with this money. They just vanished. I said to myself, there's a lady in your office. And please let me tell you, this is not a lady thing. A man can be planted beside you. The women, they suffer from many things that are not their problems. If you are yellow, you are from the marine world. If you are black, you are from the forest world. If you are this, I've seen men who have Jezebel spirit. Men who have Jezebel spirit. Jezebel spirit is not gender biased. It just happens that the first person to have it. But when it came upon a man, we called it Absalom. When that spirit came upon him, we called it Absalom. So they are twin sisters. I mean, they are twins. They have the same father. And when an Absalom spirit is on you, you can kill your father and your mother, and you will not feel bad. So I told the brother, I said, the lady. He was looking at me. Maybe he thought I was joking. Meanwhile, when I tried, I quickly said to God, I beg, any other thing. Information, I don't finish. I don't talk with you, tell me, any other thing. The guy was looking at me like, no, it cannot be. Lazwa. I said, sir, the girl has a Muslim name. She's the last to join your company. She's in your inner circle of four. He said, no, we are five. I said, you are four. Count again. He said, hey, it's true. Hey, Ayokunle has left. I said, hey. I said, how many are you? Say, we are four, sir. I said, who is the last? I said, and she has a Muslim name. He said, Amunika! That's how he shouted. He shouted that girl's Muslim name. He said, sir, if you see this girl, if you tell her to sit down like this, she will not stand up. He said, sir, hold on. HR. Fire her. I said, hey, slow down. He said, no. As you are seeing, let's be addressing it. I said, this innocent girl, now me go use kata at work. But the girl will come. Carry fire. I should give it to operation manager. She says, Oga said I should give you. Our job was to blend in so well under the cover of humility and hard work. If they told you this one is a serpent, you will say no. This one, she's the first to come, last to go. If you tell her come weekend, she will not even ask for transport. Yeah, she just. But money was, you see, that money she didn't collect from you. They put a big pipe and connected to your bank account in the night. You lock the tap again. You wake up in the morning. Are you, sir? I'm not sure. There's no money. Say, what are you telling me? You now start looking like a madman. So I phone everything. What are they doing with the money? Somebody else will come. Baba, please help me. I need breakthrough in my life. Give us your child. They will give the 40 million to them. Satan doesn't run a bank. Anything he gives to anybody, he collected it somewhere. This serpentine spirit can come between you and your wife through family members. In the true advice, they want to advise you. The wife that you've been with for 10 years, 20 years, They suddenly want to advise you. If you know how to be then they open mind for, you know, they show woman everything where you get. The woman where suppose don't poison you since. Somebody who lives in the village wants to explain to somebody in the city how to make his life okay. And they come in the form of advice. If you say, yes, sir, don't forget what I shared with you in the first service. Satan does not require your permission. He only needs your agreement. Permission is we want to do something. Can we go and say yes? If Satan says I want to destroy your family, you will say no now. He only needs your agreement. All women are evil. Let me forward. I want to hear what he has to say on social media. And it's making sense. He only needs what? Your agreement. So today you take that agreement back. I said today you take that agreement back. I said today we take that agreement back. While I was possessed with all these spirits, it was only about two brothers, Brother Bide Me and Brother Lawrence, that knew that something was wrong with me. Others didn't know. They just felt I stopped coming to fellowship because I was backsliding. My sister, develop yourself spiritually. So that if there is anything happening in your space, give yourself 5 years, 10 years, develop yourself. Be razor sharp in the spirit. Because most people 10 years from now will be weak. Because they gave themselves to the world. You give yourself to God. So that the day will come when, like Samuel, you will stand tall. There's a man of God, a big man of God in this city. His child was diagnosed with something tonsillitis. Something around, I think it has to do with, is it respiratory? I don't know. But it was injuring the child's growth. The child couldn't grow well. So I was in another church, and that person brought the child. The doctor said they should come for surgery, and that even after surgery, no guarantee. So why do you want me to subject my child to something and there's no guarantee? And God help you if it's last suit here. I don't hate the hospital. I don't pray to have any reason to go there. But if I have anything to go there, I'll just call the prayer team. Start praying for me. Because everything there, if you don't know anyone, you're on your own. The pastor, this is someone I look up to. Say, I just woke up this morning. The Lord said I should bring this child to you. Me that I did not pray this morning. I looked at the child. Which man of God do we know here that I can use as a... It's all like... Let me know, man. Just think of any big man of God. The man of God says he has prayed. And the child was not free. He now brought the child to you. Sir, are you testing me? Who am I? But he said, man of God, I believe that God can use you. Man of God, not I did. Out of... If you pray, God know here. Waiting my make I know be just to pray for the boy, make it the carry a while they go. I just laid hands on the boy's chest and I hit it. Respond. Everything created by God can hear. They have hearing intelligence. Sometimes you are praying, God have mercy. Hey, stop. Talk to it. When you are trusting God for authority, you pray. When you have the authority, you speak. Yeah, there's a difference. It doesn't say, so when you don't know what you are dealing with, pray. Once the Lord becomes clear, this is what you are dealing with, speak. That's where authority flows from. Prayer, authority flows in prayer. I'm just telling you that there are cases where prayer may not work as effective as you would have wanted it because you don't even know what you are dealing with. I laid hands on and I hit his chest and I prayed. I say, respond, release him. That boy should be about maybe 15 years now. No surgery. He'll be fine. Let me give you one final point that will help you. When you come in contact with a serpent, the first thing it evokes is fear. No matter how, even if you're a snake charmer, you have been doing it in your village for many years. It's the kind of work you inherited from your parents, to be charming snakes. When you see a snake, every time they look different. So you are being cautious. All right? There was one snake charmer from China. They used to put snakes in the marketplace. They will now be charming the snake. The snake will be dancing. One day the snake now became angry. The guy was this. The snake jumped out of the basket and beat his olowo, beat his owner. People started rushing to help the... I thought the man would just say another incantation. I said, business is over for today. Let me go and treat myself. Whatever has made this serpent move against me, there are powers that are behind it. Every time you see a serpentine spirit, whether they are in your office, as your bosses or your colleagues, one of the first things you see is that they want to evoke fear. They want you to be afraid of them. If they are human beings, they want to give you the impression, you should be just came to this office. We have been here. Calm down. Calm down. Your blood is too hot. You are talking in every meeting. Calm down. You see, those of us that are here, we don't talk. You are bringing idea. Don't worry. Your matter will soon come out. That's what they do. Those are serpentine operations. You must know the God. See, you must know who has given you authority. It was Jesus that said, I give you authority. I give you authority. I give you authority. I give you authority. I give you authority over snakes and scorpions. Listen, let me tell you. This Mende area, do you know how many churches are in this Mende area? Do you know the level of idol worship that is going on here? You know, we ask people to pray Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. People don't join in the morning. I say, let's pray for the church. And because you are not, once I announce you now as the next pastor, which I will do very soon, what you will now notice is that all the things I normally see that make me preach like this, you will start seeing them. Then you'll be screaming, is this what the man is going through? Is this what? I'll now sit down and be saying, amen. Amen. The way you calm now, I'll be calm that day. Because we are here, we have done some map analysis, we've looked at the area. And I realize that for you to make progress in this area, you cannot be offensive against demons. You must be a type of Christian in this area. You are not troubling them, they are not troubling you. Unfortunately, I cannot be otherwise. I cannot be otherwise. Even this property is owned by somebody in the Ogboni Fratan, this property. And I know my matter came up recently. God has told me, you want promotion? Fight. No promotion for a man sitting at the office. You want to become a general, you have to go to battle. Cannot be a general signing budget. Are you listening to me? Take the next 5 years of your life. Understand who God is. Understand who He has made you. Who He has made you means that you have authority over snakes and scorpions. If you take that scripture the way it is and you start looking for snakes, Jesus made that statement to his disciples. Those who left all and followed him. Not to people trying to merge the world with the church. And I don't know why the devil is so keen on this matter today to make
the church so acceptable to the world. Meanwhile, as we are doing that, we are losing our power. We used to be in a church where whenever there was worship, you see people manifesting. Not pastor preaching, no. Somebody is leading worship, praise worship. You will see deliverance happening in the congregation. The ushers were trained to expect it. The day we decided to be like the world, we noticed those things started stopping. They reduced. Till a generation rose that didn't know such things used to be normal. We got used to people getting healings in Sunday services. We didn't wait for healing crusade. People would come and get delivered. Now, it seems that we are too excited when it happens because we don't see it every day. Something is wrong with our doctrine. I know a church, people kept dying every time. In fact, there was a time like in that church, in less than 2 months, 7 people died. Young people. The pastor doesn't believe in deliverance. You can be preaching the wisdom of God on how to make it in life. But when people around you are dying, how many is too much? How many becomes too much? You have to be spiritually trained in the art of warfare because snakes and scorpions are militant spirits. They are militant spirits. They don't come to negotiate. Once they sight you and they feel provoked, they come for you. So you must know the power of your God to be able to believe that He said to you, you shall have power over snakes and scorpions. You need to know God. Someone to know His power. Know, you know God first. Today you are receiving power.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Some of you may not appreciate what I'm saying because they've not come after your business. When you begin to do business, turn over to a particular level, they will show up. It's because you are not a threat now. I used to have a boss that used to operate at this level. And at some point, I realized that there was no way I was going to be free of him. So I confronted him, physically. I confronted him in the office. I said, I know who you are. Hey, don't try this at home. You know, I didn't have a choice at that point. Huh? It's like having a family member that everybody respects and say, sir, I know who you are. You are a serpent. That's the way I faced the man in the office. So, everybody hid. This guy has lost his job. The man could not do anything. Because he knew I was telling the truth. He knew. But I was like a snake that was cornered. So I had to, and I told him, sir, don't address me like this in public again, because I know who you are. So I will address it from the other side. Like I said, your revelation has to be razor sharp. Don't go and label your helper as a serpent. But they are here with us. And the reason why Satan wants us to be given to pleasure is so that our discernment will be low. So that when the devil is standing in front of you like this, you can't see it. And let me announce to you, no matter the pastor that is telling you otherwise, when you begin to do something significant for God, Satan will show up. There are people that the devil doesn't have to worry about them. All he did was give them a type of wife. And that was it. Shut down. I told a particular brother, he wanted to marry a particular lady. So this was somewhere in one country around Nigeria. So I won't tell you the country, because they can be listening online. And I remember that I was even on my way to the airport. I was on my way to the airport on Wednesday, Thursday. Wedding was Saturday. And he called me. Pastor Osei was taking me to the airport. And I told him, I said, cancel this wedding. Ah? who was the person saying that we will tell you the way it is? Binga. Huh. Just like this. See this my face. Just like it. Oh. When I have to face you, I will tell you. I told him, your wedding is 3 days away. Cancel it now. I said, this girl, the problem she will bring it, I say, you are not ready. I say, you may be a man of God. I say, but you are not ready for what is coming. He said, people are already flying into the country for the wedding. I said, fly them back. The moment you become inclined to satisfy people, your discernment drops. It drops. You will not be able to see beyond your nose again. This is a pastor to a pastor, and I'm here telling you, cancel this wedding. What should I have done?
Congratulations, Marco. Let's just pray, Father, I thank you for your son.
It's not that I'm even cooling down. But if you people prefer the other version, it's even good. I just said, don't marry. And people have got angry at me. Thank God, Brian is matured. He still called me recently. He could not undo the thing. He didn't want the girl to feel that God is no more speaking. So he went ahead with the wedding. It didn't take him long to realize his wife was a lesbian. The wife of the man of God in the church. You understand? Everybody that came in from London and South Africa and UK to join him, they have left him. He could not call any of them. You must have razor sharp eyes and ears. It is not an overnight thing. Give yourself to God 5 years, 7 years. That gift will start getting very strong. And the moment God sees that you are developing yourself like this, he will shield you from some travail to allow you to develop. By the time he releases you, if the thing is coming like this, you will see it. If you don't see it, he will empower somebody around you to see it. You are in an environment where you must be playing too much to miss what God is saying. Harvest Church, this is a prophetic church. Hear me. Prophetic church does not mean I'll prophesy to you. It means that your prophetic instinct must develop. The other time my mom called me, she's traveling somewhere. She's like, somebody, something in Ondo Town. I said, don't go. It's not like I said, Father, as your daughter, the Lord says you should not go. No prayer. As you are telling me, I will be telling you instantly, don't go. Say, she has to go. When your dad was in it, they came. When this was, I said, don't go. Say, you want me to give money for, I'm even broke. I don't have transport fare to give. Stay at home. I know you are bored. Stay at home. She almost went. That day there was a fatal accident and somehow she heard about it. She called me, my son, thank you. I said, Mama, make I tell you, I'm your son. Huh? I said, but I'm also a prophet. You try to tell the difference. Your son is over 40. So don't be claiming me. God has taken me. Huh? If I tell you, I'm not trying to scare you. If the Lord did not tell me anything, I'll only tell you, save Johnny. And my job is not to cook up weird things. If the Lord not tell me, I will just say, Father, as your daughter is traveling, go with her. Simple. But if I said, you will not be the one that will not benefit from my anointing. Abba. Then when they say the son de Lagos, now big man. Me that I've not eaten since morning. Go home and ask her. If you are planning to get married, go home. Or you are about to take a major leap in your life, go and ask God, show me the people that are around me. Most of you are scared of that prayer because you are not ready for what God will show you. But today, your prophetic instinct is activated.
I say your prophetic instinct is activated. You know, there are battles that we got into, because of the people we spoke to. They made it. Are you, Shadi? I am. They made it. They made the matter complicated. It became difficult to manage because of the people who now know about the matter. Could be at your office, could be at home. The prophetic instinct works with silence. That silence is the whole idea of meditation. We are talking about meditation on Tuesday, right? Where you are able to keep your mind in a particular... When you see that monitor at the hospital that beeps, that checks your heart, whether you are still alive, what's that machine? It's like it's connected to your blood pressure and it shows all the your pulse and everything. The moment you hear, you don't die. Have you? But if it's active, you see, tutu. So your goal in meditation is to maintain tutu. What's that? Something is wrong here. Don't rush. Be observant. Some of you, the way you shout when you pray, you can't hear anything again. There's nothing wrong with shouting, but the way you pray, you become very noisy. You must know what the hour demands. Learn how to pray meditatively. Pray what? So as you are praying, you can hear yourself, but you are not screaming. You may be praying in tongues, but you are in a state of meditation. You will hear God quickly. Don't scream for 3 hours and say, "Pastor, I pray, God did not." He will not talk. He doesn't like you. See, you want to break his door down. They have been shouting. They are in a recess now in heaven, so no shouting. And you have been shouting. So when you finish shouting, we will allow you come in. You must know the mood of the spirit. This is 5 million naira. This is a contract. Say, put it there. Leave it first. Don't let these zeros confuse you. Sefle kono sopradia zofeta leba soro teshete beleso rabe sefele zesa sefele faso zepeza sefele azepre. You don't know if you will take it or not. You are neutral. As long as your mind is God, say yes. God, say yes. God, say yes. God, say yes. This is the miracle we have been waiting for. Ooh, Baba, you are already lost. I don't know if you are a Saul that will later throw a spear at your David. I don't know. You pray in a way that allows the Holy Spirit to communicate with you. Shadia, please, are you with me? You know, so you just notice that you start having some kind of impressions. Those impressions, instead of wasting your time to say, is it me? Is it God? Is it this? Write it down. Imagine John went to the island of Patmos without writing material. Imagine. He will now come back and say, I saw 7 lamps. I say, no, is it 7? I think it's 4. Say, sorry, what did you see? He say, I'm not sure. I realize that, man of God, what I want, what God wants us to have is authority. Do you know the way your boss comes into the office and everybody knows they have to behave? Everybody sits down, arrange their desk. If the governor says he's coming to your department for a, what's the other kind of visit? Courtesy or whatever, walk-in visit or whatever. They will cut the grass around the premises the day before. Somebody must cut it. All the bulbs are not working. They say no allocation, but the bulb will work the next day.
Yeah, look, no allocation. But there's allocation for inverter.
In this country,
I am the one providing light for myself, providing water. There's well in the, there's bow security. We have one megad. The one at the estate gate, we are also paying. What else are we paying for? We are our own. You are your own government. You are your own president. Yet they say you should come and vote at election. Why? When you can be a life president, you are already providing everything for yourself. Even one that stole money and did everything, still wrote a book, made 17 billion. It's just a very interesting country. And the man is still alive, breathing. I love Nigeria, sincerely. What God wants us to have is authority. Authority, which means you have a commanding presence. When you walk into a situation, you have a commanding presence. There was a brother that called me from one country, I won't tell you. He was trusting God for something, and he was not getting it. And then he called me. And I said to him, the answer to your problem is in your house. He said, what? I said, yeah, bro, it's in your house. You feeling me? He said, yeah. He said, but I'm not getting it. I said, you're going to get it now. He said, it's in your house. He said, what is it? I said, it's not what, it's who. Say, who is better? I say, your wife. She's the one holding you back. He say, hey? I say, no, don't misunderstand me. What I'm saying is, you have not been treating her well. So when you, after this call, go and kneel down. Eh? Let her pray for you. I say, okay. You know what I mean? In Nigeria, I did. Here, strange things happen. It's only you people in the... Spain that cannot kneel down. Here, we have been kneeling down since we voted for the last election. We have been on our knees begging for mercy. That please reduce the burden on our my children's school. They said they did not increase school fees, but I said this thing is going up now. You pay the. I brought out the last B. It's different, and they are still telling me that they did not increase. I said, am I blind? This one is X amount. This one is Y. They say there's not. I say, can't. They say there's nothing that is. I'm not seeing it. I say, I'm not. If you give me 1.2 and this 1.4 and you are telling me it's the same thing, how can it be the same thing? I say, look at it. So later I concluded that I'm the one that I'm not seeing it with. So I went home. Before, because when you are shouting, everybody just coming. What's wrong with this man? Just screaming. I say, me, I'm not a thief, I'm a pastor, so I can't, you people promise us better life. Now, if I take my child from school, I say, I don't mind, he cannot afford it. Then my child will tell me that I don't like school, I want to go back, I better be. I will shout, then I'll go and look for the money. But somebody tell me, X amount and Y is the same. Only in Nigeria. God wants you to have a commanding presence. That when you tell your siblings at home, go and sleep, I will handle it. By the time they wake up in the morning, there is answer. That's what Daniel had. That's what Daniel had. He said, give me one night. He said, give me one night. He said, give me one night. That authority is what you are getting today. Amen. Rise up and feel. Let's have a short prayer. That brother eventually told his wife to pray for him. In less than 2 weeks, he got a job. There are prayers, when we pray with prophets, there are prayers we normally pray, but we don't normally discuss it in the general public, but I will give you one of those prayers today. And if you are wise, you will keep that prayer somewhere, or write it down somewhere. Eh? Because this is the prayer that we pray when we are among matured men of God. Not everyone, no, prophets. And we are going to pray that prayer. Maybe that's the only prayer we'll pray. Are you ready? Please, this prayer is called fervent praying. If you plan to pray it like an educated man, it will not work.
I'm here to tell you the condition. If you pray this prayer in a gentle way, it will not work. What is this prayer? Lord, put your authority upon my tongue, so that whatever I declare, as I say it, I will see it. It's a prayer, it's what Yoruba people call ashe. Ashe. The way you say it. You see, but it is God. You see, when God wanted to change the life of Isaiah, he touched his tongue. You are going to ask God to touch your tongue, so that from today, whatever you declare, it will be so. Whatever you bind will be bound. Whatever you loose will be loosed. I want you to call on the name of Jesus 3 times and begin to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I ask for everyone that is in this meeting, everyone that is praying now. Lord, let your power rest upon their tongue. Let your power come upon their tongue. Anoint their tongue. Anoint their tongue. Somebody is not praying. Anoint their tongue. So that from today, whatever they declare will be so. Whatever they bind will be bound. Whatever they lose will be loosed. Can you pray for 1 minute? And I want you to pray fervently. Oluwa efi owo agbara yin si ahon mi pe nkan ti ba ti de ko wa ni dide nkan ti ba ti tu ko wa ni titu. Lord, place your mighty hand over my tongue, so that whatever I declare, whatever I bind will be bound, whatever I loose will be completely loosed. I want you to pray for 1 minute. I am looking for one person here. When that power comes upon you, I will know. When that power comes upon you, I will know. When that power comes upon you, I will know. I want you to pray fervently. I want you to pray fervently. In the name of Jesus. Children, lift up your voice and begin to pray. Aha. Aha. Somebody is finding it. Somebody is getting it. Yes, 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 yes. Let the power of God come upon you like thunder. Let it rest upon you like thunder. The power that cannot be confronted. Authority that cannot be silenced. I can see God's mighty hand in the atmosphere. This is your moment. Ask for the power. Ask for authority. Ask for power. Ask for authority. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Now we are going to test it. I want you to look very critically at your life. Today you will be the prophet to yourself. I want you to take just one area of your life that you know needs the divine touch of God. The way you are going to pray now, you are not going to beg. You are going to decree. The scripture says, thou shalt decree a thing and it shall be established. You are going to decree. And Femi, I don't know why I'm seeing you with a car, but I think you are getting the car very soon. I'm not even sure if you are shopping, but I saw the Lord bless you with a car. Amen. Amen. You are going to pray and ask the Lord. Young folks here, our children, I need you to also pray. Because what is going to happen in the next 2 minutes? There will be deliverance. Amen. You will go home and find that the problem is gone. Yeah. Ovarian cyst, gone. And I don't know why I keep hearing ovarian cyst. Is there anyone here that the doctor discussed something about cyst or something? Wave to me. I don't know. Is there anyone? I keep hearing cyst. What? In the name of Jesus, is that the only hand? I want to speak now. Now, if you have a sister that has a challenge, raise your hand. Or if a cousin or someone, please raise it properly. I want to declare the word of God is not bound. Huh? The word of God traveled over the phone. Lupus was healed. Cancer was healed. So there's no barrier. So I use you as a point of contact. Today, we command ovarian cysts to die. Whatever is growing in your body that the Father did not plant, today be uprooted. Today be uprooted. A lady came to our church while we were at Ilukweju, and she came to stand in for her aunt that had blood cancer. By the time they got home, they said something happened to the woman. By the time they got to the hospital, they couldn't find blood cancer again. Listen to me, the word of God is not bound. The word of God is not bound. God's power is not limited. Wherever sound can get to, God's power can go there. I command every growth, cyst, fibroid, whatever is in your body, to dry up in the name of Jesus. Now, you are going to pray just one prayer. You are going to use this authority upon your lips now. Take one matter. By the reason why I say take one matter is just because by the time you see what God will do, you will have enough confidence to go and address the other matters. You know, my brother, there's an anointing that is... My brother, wave to me, yeah. I see God's anointing over you. Come. Just stand with me here. I see God's anointing over you. I want us to pray now. Now, this is how it works. As you are praying, your mind will be working. As you are praying, the Lord will be using your mind to show you things. Don't stop praying until whatever you are seeing is cleared. Don't stop praying. You are going to declare. The prayer is declaration. You are going to declare that thing, today, not tomorrow, today, it must be addressed. Are you ready to pray? Now, if you don't have faith, it's all right. But what is going to happen here can be the beginning of great experience for you. Because God will answer your own prayer. So lift up your voice now and begin to prophesy. Speak to this mountain and command it to be lifted. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Speak to this mountain. Command it to be lifted and to be thrown into the sea. Speak to this mountain. Command it to be lifted. Command the barrier to be broken. Command this barrier to be broken. Speak as one that has received authority. The barriers are being lifted. The barriers are being lifted. The barriers are being lifted.
The barriers have been lifted. The barriers have been lifted. The barriers have been lifted. The barriers have been lifted. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Today, I command every blockage to your fulfillment of destiny to be blasted out.
Say, believe in his prophet and shall be established. Amen. Listen, follow me in the spirit. Familiarity can be the enemy of destiny. There's a university professor that came to this church. He was broke, jobless, and didn't have a job. He sat just around here. He didn't know what to do with his life. I was also seeing him. I didn't really know him. And then I just told my sister, my son, I see the Lord taking you to the U.S. and you are going to work there. He didn't even have a passport. God doesn't speak according to your problem. He speaks according to his own status. He reached out to me last year. And we said, God said you should reconnect to me. He's been in the U.S. He works as a university professor. He said the word came to pass. Exactly. But he didn't. Most people are thinking that, if a prophecy comes, you have to see something in the sky. The word in its own time will fulfill itself. Whatever is in your body, making you to register your presence at the hospital, whatever the doctor said they have seen, the Lord said I should tell you they have seen a lie. They have seen a lie. No blade will touch your body. No surgical knife will touch your body. Every pain in the joint, every growth in the body, expire in the name of Jesus. You are good at what you do, but you are hidden. Today we'll bring you out to where you'll be celebrated. There is a name that is given through which every knee must bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Lord, if it is true, and if it is also true that my complete confidence is in you, then today, no mountain is permitted to go with them. No mountain is permitted to go with you. You are a Joseph in the prison. You do not know where to go. The king will send for you. They want you to be small. But your destiny, the destiny speaking over you is great. Therefore, from today be great. I said from today be great. I said from today be great. I said from today be great. Your position will not be given to another man. Your mom is here and she's sick. She's on serious medication. Today, the organs are changed. She will not depend on them again. She will be infused with divine strength. The joint and marrow pains will be gone. For all of you that have started businesses, and the devil is fighting tooth and nail to keep you small, that verdict expires today. We bring you out into the limelight. Every covenant that was you were initiated into without your permission, through incisions, through places that they took you to as a child, wherever your name was kept, whatever satanic utterance was placed over you that you will not live long and that you will not be satisfied, you will not be fulfilled, tonight by prophetic decree expire. By prophetic decree expire. Amen. By prophetic decree expire. Amen. Every door of limitation that has been placed in front of you is now removed. Amen. You need to know something is there to be able to address it. But if everybody tells you you are the best, you may not know there is a door of limitation. The word of God that we read said, tell the Israelites that I am the one who will go ahead of you. He said, you will not need to fight. Hallelujah. Therefore, starting from today, the undeniable presence of God goes ahead of you.
Amen. Amen.
Some of those rich men that you see, most, if only most of you know what they are willing to do to keep their position. A young person who doesn't know life comes to church, is looking at his wristwatch. Those men who control your industries, they sleep at graveyards. For 3 days, a guy is not around. You don't know where he is. Some of them have come out to say the things that they were made to eat. You eat your own waste. Just to stay afloat. The sacrifice, many of them. Ah! Time means a lot to us. That is why time is a measure of sacrifice. You are no longer permitted to be small. I speak over the works of your hands. In the name of Jesus, be blessed. 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 You will look at the economy of Nigeria and you will laugh. It will not have power over you. I say it will not have power over you. There was a particular professor that used to trouble someone that was very close to myself and Pastor Desmond. But this person was so good to us for personal reasons anyway. She used to give us good food. When we were eating concussion, she would make good food. She was in computer science. The lecturer was hell-bent on destroying her life. You see, if you only you know what you are carrying, you will wipe your tears. If only you know the power that lives on the inside, that the power that can compel kings to come to you. Anyway, they had to take the man out of the school because he developed stroke. Because you want to spoil where we are enjoying our own life, so we sent him on errand. They came to beg for the man. Man of God, Satan is distracting us so that we will not know what we have. So you only see either pleasure or problem. You are unable to focus and see that the weapon is already in your hand. A cultist slapped a pastor. And I said, where is it? They described this. I went to the house of the cultist. I said, you slapped a man of God.
So what are you going to do about it? I say, 3 days, you are a dead man. 3 days, you are a dead man. If you don't preach this gospel and surrender your life in 3 days, I say, you are a dead man. And I walked away. Unfortunately, he died. If you can keep your mouth from speaking rubbish, yeah, oh, I like this design. Oh, I like this one. This one is like this. You spend all your time talking unnecessary things. That's why you've dissipated energy. Any small thing. Oh, Jesus. Oh, you mean the name of the one that will save you? You call it for... The Americans use the word like a swear word. You must give honor to that name. Even the little ones among us are anointed. The first time I healed a sick person, I was 10 years old, which means most of them are already qualified. Overqualified to do the same thing. I didn't know it. I just knew that they told me I could do it. I wanted to test it. And it worked. It didn't matter if I felt anything. They told me from the church, now that you are part of us, you can heal the sick. I wasn't even speaking in tongues. I just went somebody in Jesus' name and the person became healed. And that sealed my faith. The power to do unbelievable things is now given to you. Yeah. Whoever contends with you contends with the power of God. Yeah. You will not be without help. There's a lady that is here. I'm seeing you and I can see you standing beside your dad. And I see your dad as though maybe he's not feeling too well. Or he has a particular condition he has been managing for a while. And I see the Lord say, stop the curse. Start the blessing. So if you are that person, wave to me. If you are that person, I would like to pray for you. Please come, ma. You know, sometimes God is very interesting. Today that she came to visit me, God spoke about her. Eh? If she stayed in her house, God will not talk. Eh? No, stand up. I am cool anymore. My sister, you are standing behind her. I don't know why I see two of you as though you are in a similar situation. Huh? You said what? You said true. And you want to help her. Can you imagine? Rapa, share this with my eyes. Something is for you. You escorted somebody to collect the miracle. Ha. I beg. They don't talk, say so they close late. After this one, more they go out, I beg. I mean now. As I'm holding your hand now, God's power is flowing. It's causing the separation. You will not inherit that bloodline. So, Father, let your fire create a great separation right now. Let there be a separation of bloodline. Whatever incorporates sickness, disease, backwardness, as I hold this hand now, let there be a separation. Amen.
So, thank you, Lord. What we are dealing with here was inherited through the utterance. Of another woman. And it's one thing to be good, but being good can become a weakness spiritually if you are not empowered. I am seeing this lady's dad as someone that likes to, when someone likes to enjoy life, he's a good person but he likes to enjoy his life. And I'm seeing the utterance of a woman that rose. And even though the utterance was not able to achieve his ultimate goal, he now started manifesting as some other side attractions, which is now flowing through the bloodline. However, you are here today, and you are free. The river of God is flowing around you. It's cleansing you. Therefore, drink of this river and be free. Be free. Be free. Be free. Be free. I see the Lord taking off a particular, it's not a collarbone, this is made of metal, somewhere around your neck. I saw him unclipping it, and he took it off, and you are able to move your neck freely. So the burden is now gone.
Yeah.
It stops with you. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
From today, that cycle is over.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. The things I need to say to her, I can't say it in public. Unfortunately, I'm on break today. So, the office is closed. So, Lord, let your electricity, let it your power, let it surge through her. Let it be a thorough work of cleansing. We need to talk. All right?
Yeah.
I thought you just escorted how. Spirit of living God, I ask that you will touch your daughter. Let there be a separation. Whatever represents sickness and infirmity in the preceding generation will no longer flow to you. I cover you in the power of the Holy Spirit and the precious blood of Jesus. And from today, you will be without stress. He will renew your youth like the eagles. And it stops with you. In Jesus' mighty name. My brother, come. In the name of Jesus. Today, in the name of Jesus, receive the power to see visions.
Amen.
Clearly.
Amen.
That which is known as open visions and closed visions and prophetic dreams will now begin to operate in your life. Let your eyes be open in the spirit. In the name of Jesus, begin to grow in the grace that is in the Lord Jesus. From today, become strengthened from within. Receive a new anointing right now. The anointing to break yokes and to heal the sick. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name. Stretch your hands. In the name of Jesus, such as I have, I give to you. That which is known as the healing anointing is now transferred to you. The power to work miracles. As you lay your hands, you will see mighty miracles being done through you. In the name of Jesus, I pray that you will grow to become someone the Lord can trust and that he can use for his glory and send to the nations of the earth. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. Wait a minute. Go and test what you have. Huh? Yeah. I want you to give the Lord glory. Now we are going to do something we've not done before. Let's put the offering basket here. And you don't even know what I want to do, so you'll be shocked when I do it. So we want to raise 1 billion naira. See, even Pastor Tokwe laughed. Is it the laugh of unbelief? You don't believe there are billionaires here? How many billionaires do we have here? The billionaires are not complaining. Hey. Now, what we are going to do, I want you to rise on your feet. For every first timer that is here now, you're welcome. The Lord bless you. If you're a first timer, please wave to me. I need to be sure that I know who I'm talking to. God bless you, my brother. You're welcome in Jesus. Let's celebrate him. All right. Okay, my brother, God bless. Who invited you, my brother? Nobody. See how God is doing. Do you live around Mende? Where do you live? Sele. Which Sele? The same Sele? Ijesha. And that's the Sele now. Is there any other Sele anyway? Nadia boys, Nadia had the wrong things before. Eh? You're welcome. And my brother, God bless you. Who invited you, sir? Kemi. You're on your own, Kemi. You went to invite this handsome man. Whose brother? Irani. Gift. Hey, Ezioku. Gift. No, you are if I will find your family. Please, I want to greet you very well after this service. You're welcome in Jesus' name. So please, after the service, just come to one of the front seats here so we can say hello to you and you are welcome. So why I asked us to bring, I believe you all know the day of our services, right? We don't need to be announcing. Tuesday, we are here for Bible study. So I believe we all know the time of the service. Some of you are looking at me now like you are... as soon as I'm dropping the mic now, just come and give your offering, or if you want to do a transfer, that's fine. Then, as you are doing it, you pick your bags. I've also packed my bags. I think I have my... Please, I have my items there. They said we should pack everything. Can I have this? Yes, yes, yes. Yes, yes, yes. So all the youths, they can wait. But... However, as far as this service is concerned, God knows I love you, and I know you love me too. Next Sunday,
since nobody will be praising the pastor, we will close the service early. So next Sunday, target the plane lands at 11:30. Say amen.
Amen.
However, as you give your offering, the Lord bless you.
Amen.
The Lord keep you.
Amen.
And cause the light of His face to shine upon you.
Amen.
This time next year, we will hold this service maybe at a very nice hotel or somewhere.
Amen.
Because it will be my birthday, so
amen.
Maybe I will even... it will be, what's that thing we do at Radisson Blue? Buffet, it will be a buffet, yeah. So, if I'm seeing the country anyway. That's the little thing somebody here do. That's it. They did not hear buffet. As you go into the week, you are blessed. This will be your week of laughter.
Amen.
I repeat, this will be your week of laughter.
Amen.
There's something you have been trusting God for. This is the week you are getting it.
Amen.
The Lord bless you.
Amen.
And establish you.
Amen.
The work of your hands will not fail in your hands.
Amen.
Become great.
Amen.
No business will die this week.
Amen.
I speak life to every business.
Amen.
I speak life to every business.
Amen.
I speak life to every business.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
This week, no man, no woman will look down on you. You know, from Thursday, when was my birthday? Say, is it Wednesday or Thursday? I'm already looking for the next birthday. May I have moved on? I cannot tell you how many messages I got from... I didn't know why people know me a lot too. I didn't know. It was this one that I just realized that, so if you are committing crime, that's how they will know you. I got a lot of messages from Europeans, Indians. They were saying, hey, Oluwa Benga, Benga. I said, it's Benga. Anyhow, just do the needful. You understand? You can come whatever you like. I'm just trying to tell you that a few years from now, the people who matter will know your name.
Yeah.
Please, let me tell your neighbor, don't be discouraged.
Don't give up.
Please let me tell your neighbor, you are not late. In this church, we have permanent secretaries. We have governors. We have presidents. President that come to church with Bible and jot out. Not the one that will be harassing us with a bodyguard. I can see greatness around you.
Amen.
It is well with you.
Amen.
I say it is well with you.
Amen.
I say it is well with you.
Amen.
It is well with you.
Amen.
The Lord will establish your feet.
Amen.
There are three people here, your businesses. There's something about the thing you do that is going to move into the realm of billions.
Yeah.
Well, let me just tell you, I've claimed one of those slots. So there are only two people. Because God knows, money in my hand will be a problem for Satan.
Yeah.
So that's why I know I'm number one.
Yes.
So, but you, I don't know whether it's Lamborghini you want to buy you, but me, money in my hand will be a problem for Satan. So, I claim number one. So if you are like me, you can claim number two or three. You know, so it is well with you.
Amen.
The Lord bless you and establish you.
Amen.
And bless your parents.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.